This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. Right now, many people are unable to celebrate with their loved ones in the traditional way. Lockdown restrictions and physical distancing remove a lot of joy and sharing from the celebration equation. So how do you still reach out to people with a nice, safe gesture? I have Rio Okubo, Director of Gifting Malaysia, on the line with me to discuss the concept of e-gifting and how virtual gifts can benefit both the consumers and the merchants.
Okay, thank you, Christine. Thank you for having me here today. I appreciate it. Myself, my name is Rio, and I am Director of Gifty Malaysia. Actually, Gifty itself is that we founded it in 2010 in Japan, actually headquartered in Japan. So we are running of the e-gift business for 11 years at the moment. And in 2018, actually we established in Malaysia. So from there, we support a few brands, especially Secret Recipe, Tea Life, Starbucks, or so on, to provide a EU system. That's what we are providing at the moment.
Fantastic. And why did Gifty decide to expand to Malaysia specifically in 2018?
To see the market for the GDP growth or the macro data itself, actually, the Southeast Asia actually dynamic grow we can able to expect. And as Japanese company itself, it's not easy to expand the business to different markets such as Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam, in terms of language barriers, cultural differences. So we decided to expand to Malaysia because of the environment is actually best for us to launch in Southeast Asia countries.
Right. Okay, interesting. Now, before we get started on what you guys do, can you just give a quick explanation of what an e-gift even is?
E-gift is, I think most of them experience having the product gift. It can be flowers, it can be cakes, it can be any kind of paper vouchers, so on. But e-gift itself is that you can able to send a digital gift for your friends, for your love, for your families, for your colleagues, by WhatsApp messengers, Facebook messenger, SMS, email, any kind of communication tool that you can able to send the e-gift through their communication platform for the daily basis.
Right. So what would be an example of a digital gift?
So for example, today I have my friend's birthday itself. But due to the pandemic period, I cannot go to see them. I cannot visit them, so on. But I want to give something small gift. It can be Starbucks one cup of coffee as a happy birthday gift. But I cannot invite him to the Starbucks at the moment. I cannot even visit him. So I can able to purchase the Starbucks one cup of coffee on the online. And then I can able to send to my friend, happy birthday. Here is a small gift, and then my friend will receive the small gift as a cup of coffee.
Right. So is it delivering an actual product gift or is it delivering like a voucher or something for a product gift?
We actually deliver the digital vouchers. So okay. You receive the URLs or the link. You click the URL. Actually, it shows the barcode. And this barcode, you just need to bring to outlet to exchange to the product.
Right, I see. And I mean, tell me a little bit about the differences in terms of response to e-gifting before and after the pandemic.
Actually, e-gift has not established in the market much before pandemic. Mm. Of course, some companies are actually keen to digitalize as well. But after the pandemic, actually demand of the e-voucher or e-gift itself has been very, very grow. Because as I say, the people cannot even visit their friends, visit their girlfriend, boyfriends, loves, families or cousins or friends or colleagues. But there are every single day, there is some festive. It can be birthday, it can be Chinese New Year, it can be Hari Raya, or so on.
Right, I see. So essentially, you know, this allows people to, you know, get vouchers for various products and offering other offerings as well. And then, you know, it's a lot safer for everyone involved in these times.
Yes, right.
Interesting. Now, one of the things that you guys also have done recently is you started a cooperation and a partnership with Alt HR for corporate gifting as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, actually, again, it's also the consumer to consumer, we call C2C. I can able to send a gift to the friends as well, but it also has the pain points of the corporate as well. Corporates, millions of corporates are running a daily basis campaign or so on. Even internal HR people want to give their employee as an employee benefit. But before pandemic, they were actually giving them as a paper voucher or physical product. But after pandemic, people work from home. So they never show up to the office. Even HR people cannot even go to the office. So that's why they decided to start giving digital voucher, which is most of them started using our solutions.
Right, I see. And there was an interesting a study, according to the Incentive Research Foundation as well, that over 30% of employees that they surveyed feel that a gift card is more thoughtful than cash. I mean, tell me a little bit about how corporate gifting, corporate e-gifting, I suppose, is actually contributing to employee morale.
Actually, there are a few different benefits of the corporate gifting itself. That one is reducing the cost. Shipping cost can be reduced. The paper voucher to prepare is also the one with the cost as well. They're having the pain point, but e-gift itself, you can able to distribute by email or SMS or Slack or so on. So it can be run, it can be done by instantly. Mm-hmm. So that's the one of the benefit for the corporate.
Right. So it's efficient, but it also helps to, I guess, boost employee morale as well.
Yes, exactly. So the most of the companies are actually having annual dinners or a festive season gift itself, but they cannot give at the moment. So that's why they shifted to the digital to also keep the employee benefit. And then, you know, everyone having difficult time at the moment due to the COVID, mm-hmm. but at least company can able to give some small gift as well.
Interesting. Now, also, you know, you mentioned a couple of perks of e-gifting. And also one of those interesting benefits is the idea of personalization. So tell me about how that factors into an e-gift.
So one of the conveniences is that every single day you have everyone has a mobile phone. The mobile penetration market in Malaysia is actually a massive high. Mm-hmm. Every day you hold a phone, you play with phone, but also you can able to send a gift for your friends or so family as well. So that's the one of the benefit, I believe so.
Okay. But specifically in terms of personalization, how does that factor in?
Okay. So we can able to create the messages as well on the message for the gift itself. Mm-hmm. It can be put your names. It can be also you can able to add your personal messages. Happy birthday, Rio. Congratulations. Thank you so much for having a meeting today online. So on. So digital gift is not just giving the vouchers. It can be also put the messages, which is also personalization itself.
Right. And also that coupled with the fact that it's, you know, essentially instant, right? You know, you can do something like right after, for example, a really tough week on that exact day, like on the moment the office hours are done, you can immediately send the vouchers to your team with like a little note saying, hey, thanks for like
yes.
the hard work this
week. Yes.
I see. Really interesting. All right. Well, it's time to take a short break. But after that, I will continue speaking to Rio Okubo, a director of Gifty Malaysia, about e-gifts and how they can actually have an interesting effect on brick and mortar retail as well. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is Rio Okubo, Director of Gifty Malaysia. We were talking about the concept of e-gifting and why Gifty decided to expand from Japan to Malaysia in 2018, as well as the benefits of e-gifts in general. Now, before we get into, you know, talking a little bit about the concept of e-gifting in general, so obviously you help, you partner with a lot of other brands to, you know, create these vouchers for their products and stuff like that. But what exactly is the benefit for Gifty? What is your revenue model like?
We actually provide e-gift system as well. It's completely white label for the brands as well. Mm-hmm. So the brand can able to create their e-voucher program for their clients as well. Mm-hmm. So our business model is actually we are taking a fee from the brands. That's the one of the revenue models, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you said that's one of the revenue models. What else is there?
Of course, that when we distribute to the corporate gifting itself, so a customization fee also comes in, as well as a new platform to plug in, also the partnership with our HR or so on. So these are the another revenue model we are actually generating.
Interesting. And also before the break, you mentioned that, you know, before the pandemic, e-gifting was not really, a widely known or mainstream concept, right? I mean, tell me a little bit about how that's actually picked up during the pandemic. I mean, what's the rate at which, you know, people have been learning about e-gifting and participating in it?
Actually, I think we all know about e-wallet in the market. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, e-wallet was actually very, very small penetration in the market. But once people start using e-wallet or experiencing e-wallet, people know that, oh, wow, this is actually very, very benefit for yourself, mm-hmm. not carry the wallet itself. E-gift is also the same. So every single one, when we faced the COVID situations, everyone was worried that they cannot see, they cannot even celebrate or so on.
Right.
But time by time, people pick up, oh, there's an e-gift itself that we can able to give for anyone you want using mobile phone as a gift. So that's why our business growth has been started.
Right. And specifically, how have Malaysian consumers responded to e-gifting?
Of course, to give you the numbers, that our business itself compared to before pandemic and at the moment, the growth is over 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
So that number actually proves that the penetration of the e-gift is actually, the response from the consumer of e-gifting is actually quite good. And that's what I believe so.
Right. So take me through, you know, the process, right? If I was someone who was using your platform and I wanted to send an e-gift to someone else, what are the step-by-step parts of the whole process?
So, for example, there are a micro website for the brand that I mentioned, Secret Recipe, Starbucks, Tea Life, mm-hmm. Yao Yao, or so on, that these brands that we are working with. If you go to the micro website, you can able to pick the gift card. It can be thank you, it can be I love you, it can be happy birthday or so on. You pick the gift card for the recipient itself. And then you type the messages for you, Christine, happy birthday. And then you move to the transaction, which is we accept all the transactions. It can be credit card, debit card, e-wallet, also bank transfers. After the payment done, we can able to generate a URL. This URL you can able to send through again WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, email, SMS, or so on.
Right, and then on the other hand, when you receive the e-gift, then you you get that URL, and then you redeem the e-gift by going to the actual store in person.
Yes. All of the clients we are working with as a brand, we always integrate with their POS or so on.
Mm-hmm.
So the recipient itself just bring the barcode itself to the store. Store stuff or people can able to execute and scan the barcode, and you can able to receive the gift itself.
Right. Are there any thoughts on, you know, allowing there to be some sort of delivery aspect to this instead of the recipient of the e-gift having to go to the store in person?
Of course, that this pandemic itself taking a very, very long time, and we are suffering at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And also the store, the people concerned to go to the actually store itself. That's why every single one actually using a lot of delivery itself. We are actually considering for the part as well. So in the future that we can able to, we are going to implement that once you receive the URL, it can be delivered to your house or you go to the store. So these are the few options that we can able to suggest to the consumer itself. That's under construction, yes.
Okay, really interesting. Now, you know, I think that there's a sort of idea that, you know, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of retailers are, you know, rushing to digitalize, right? They're all rushing to go online and they're all rushing to, you know, go head first into e-commerce. But there is sort of the flip side of the coin where I guess there is also the idea that brick and mortar retailers may be affected negatively by, you know, e-commerce taking off so intensely, right? But according to, you know, the notes that I have here, e-gifting actually may have a positive effect on the brick and mortar space. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
So again, that most of the companies or even retailers are shifting to digital, but digital is actually one of the solution itself. Mm-hmm. So what we are helping is that, again, based on the demand, based on the trend itself, how can we support for the brand that we are working with and we are going to work with, as well as the corporate itself? Mm-hmm. So we can we want to be a touch point. How can we increase the value of the experience for the consumer as experiences? That's also something what we are looking at it.
Right, I see. Okay. So, you know, essentially, you know, there is a sort of effect on brick and mortar because hopefully once people are, you know, more open and once the restrictions are more open to allowing people to go to the stores themselves, hopefully it'll maybe increase like footfall and all that, right?
Yes, I believe that now every single one, even including foreigners, are fighting for us to do so. I believe sooner that this pandemic situation will going to lift it, mm-hmm. then I think most of the people, again, going back to the communities, going to the stores, also meeting people as well. But from our experience with this COVID situations that delivery solutions, e-commerce solutions, using mobile transaction as well, this will continue. Right. And based on these experiences, we have to create new innovative and creative idea to improve our experiences in terms of stores, in terms of corporate gifting or so on. That's where we're going to contribute for the future.
Right. So essentially, you know, e-gifting, at least for the merchants, has a sort of marketing spin to it as well.
Yes. Again, we are working for the brand as a wide level itself. So it's a brand contribution also needed. Most of the brand are supporting us to establish what is the e-gift, how to use it or so on. So I am very much appreciate our partners to also encourage people shift to the digital as well.
Fantastic. All right. Well, finally, you know, what are some of the plans for Giftie's future? I also understand that Giftie is looking towards Giftie Mekong as a joint venture in Vietnam. Tell me about that.
Finally, yesterday, yes, we announced the expansion of the business to Vietnam as well. This was a very, very long journey because we started considering to expand the business to different market a couple months before COVID happens in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. So most of the time we prepare with the COVID situation, all the preparation was remote itself. So every single day, video call or so on. So we're happy to actually announce the expanding the Vietnam market. Of course, the future that we're going to focus for the e-gifting itself, as well as we maybe go to more the loyalty marketing itself to support for the brand as well as a corporate as well. For the expansion itself, we are also looking at more expansion in South Asia market after Vietnam. Yes, that's what we are looking at it.
Fantastic. Well, I'm really excited to see where Giftie Malaysia goes from here. But for the moment, thank you so much, Ryu, for speaking to me today all about Giftie.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine.
You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and I've been speaking to Ryu Okubo, Director of Giftie Malaysia, all about e-gifting. If you've missed any of today's conversation, you can go ahead and download the podcast. That's available on both our app and website. Our app is available on the Apple App Store and Google Play, and our website is bfm.my. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.